Cases on the rise. Governor Raimondo Wednesday urged Rhode Islanders to scale back their Thanksgiving holiday plans by avoiding out-of-state travel and limiting celebrations. In non-corona news, people in Providence released two new videos Wednesday showing events just before a crash that seriously injured a black man on a moped being followed by a Providence police cruiser, following mayhem of hundreds of dirt bikes, ATVs, and other street illegal vehicles roaring around the streets of the city on Sunday afternoon. It is not clear whether he was injured by the Providence police cruiser striking his moped. Your weather word, more fog, but then warm and intervals of sunshine later. Details shortly. 1540 WADK.
1540 WADK. Here's your Boating in the Bay report.
Being brought to you by Cat. Can you move so that I can look at the screen, please? Thank you very much. Today, northwest winds around 5 knots, becoming east around 5 knots this afternoon. Waves 2 to 3 feet. Areas of fog this morning. Visibility 1 nautical mile or less. East winds around 5 knots tonight. Waves 2 to 3 feet. And tomorrow, east winds 5 to 10 knots and waves 2 to 4 feet. On Rhode Island Sound, the winds are westerly at 5. Next high tide, Newport Harbor, 1:13 this afternoon. The sun sets at 5:54, sunrise tomorrow 7:05. The moon is in the first quarter. We're still under a dense fog advisory. Seems to be more prevalent the northern parts of the bay and into Mount Hope Bay and places like that. And currently on the Newport waterfront, will you please? It is 62 degrees, and that's Boating and the Bay and Cat on WADK.
Brought to you by Sardellas and Imbriglios. Enjoy Sardellas and Imbriglios at home. Chicken parm, authentic Neapolitan pizzas, house-made desserts. Place your order 4 to 8:30 every day at sardellas.com or call 849-6312.
Pilot of the airwaves, here is my request. You don't have to play it, but I hope you'll do your best. I've been listening to your show on the radio, and you seem like a friend to me.
Bruce Newberry!
Actually, I think he wanted to bring you the news. Thank you. Yes, the number one son's college has just found 6 positive cases in the wilds of Vermont. Now, he's not one of them, I don't think. They're all asymptomatic, but they've gone to all virtual learning. They're at St. Michael's. So isn't that a kick in the head? Huh. Well, there you go. Hello, Bruce Newberry. Yours until the hour of 1 this afternoon. And business of Greater Newport in the next hour. Now, we have an ear towards Capitol Hill, where they're going to have a vote on confirmation of Judge Amy Coney Barrett as an Associate Supreme Court Justice. And, of course, your senator from Rhode Island, along with the other noble Democrats, are serving you and me by not voting. My big question would be, how is that doing our will? I mean, vote no if that's the way that you want to go. It's kind of predictable that that would go that way, not taking into consideration any of the judge's qualifications or anything like that, but just because you have your nose knocked out of joint because you hate Trump. Simple as that. Well, they said that they were going to wait until after the... And it's foolishness. And I hope that this will be remembered when the good senator from Rhode Island is up for re-election in 20 years or whenever it is he's up. because look, I don't care what side you're on, but your job is not to sit it out and have a hissy fit. Your job is to go in there, get your butt in there, and vote yes or no. You want to vote no, vote no, but vote. We're not sending you there to have you sit around. What does that do? It's ridiculous. Just do your job. Don't overreach. And don't use this as a political grandstand. It's just foolishness. We deserve better in Rhode Island, but we don't get it. So, let's see. I have a question that no one asks. And I have not seen any of the Twitterers, the reporters who gather on social media, say anything about this. But do you remember last week in the governor's briefing, one of the two briefings, when we started talking about testing? We have to get tested. We have to test. Oh, my gosh. This is a test, 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 test. And the governor said, oh, yeah, I'm going to get tested. And I've been tested 3 times, she says. Well, what happened? As I said yesterday, we can learn a lot by just going back through our notes and looking at what was brought up in these past briefings that has just been cast aside. It's just so much blah, blah, blah. The Young Adult Task Force. What happened to that? I mean, we have so many programs coming down the pike. Artificial intelligence. So talk to Skipper the robot and you'll get a job that pays minimum wage at CVS. Great. What? And in 2 weeks, it'll be forgotten. Again, we deserve better. We're not getting it. And in the meantime, we're sitting here in Newport going, hey, you know what? We don't really have a lot of positive cases. And this is actually gotten noticed by somebody in the Providence media. I think they stumbled on it, but fine, whatever. And last night, which you've not heard or seen reported anywhere else except here on W80K, is that at the Corona Task Force, what do they call it? The Corona Workshop at the City Council, that City Manager Joe Nicholson did 2 things of note. First of all, Lower Broadway is going to be closed to cars Sunday afternoon, so you can go out and dine and shop and have a great time. It'll be like the Broadway Street Fair. It's going to be over the top, tremendous, and every neighborhood in Newport's going to want to do it, and they're going to say, they're going to all whine to their council people, how come you didn't tell us, and this and that. Well, get off the dime. Go do something other than protest and watch stupid media. Get out and do something. Have they taken the vote? Just got a text from ABC News. Let's listen to, I'll tell you what, let's do traffic, and then we'll go listen to a little bit of this Judiciary Committee hearing, and my guess is that they have not taken a vote, because we would have seen something about that, but I just saw that ABC was going to bail out of its coverage. So that may mean that they've had to adjourn. So let's see if we can get a read on this and report back to you presently. Traffic, W80K's exclusive VD Mercedes-Benz, VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Bridge traffic report. Fog upstream. It's lifting and the sun's coming out in North Kingstown and Jamestown and places like that. So eventually this is all going to burn off. We're starting out with moderate traffic. Newport Pell Bridge, you're slow at midspan in both directions. Slow through the westbound toll. You're slow at either end of the Jamestown-Verrazano Bridge. Eastbound looks pretty good right at the moment. So we're going to pinpoint it at 9 minutes eastbound and maybe 11 minutes westbound from the downtown Newport exits to the Boston Neck Road exit. Mount Hope Bridge, they're going to be working out there again today. Right now you're slow coming out of Bristol and getting out of the bridge. Once you get on the bridge, you move well. Secondet River Bridge looking good in both directions from Portsmouth to the VD side of the river. There is a crew in place up to something. Looks like they're in the median, 24 north, between Main Road and the VD exit, the Fish Road exit, where, again, it's always VD and you.
This portion of programming is brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance. Questions about youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit organization, develops better athletes and better people through youth and high school sports. Info at positivecoach.org.
The Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce is here to listen, connect, and support. They are in constant contact with state and municipal leaders to stay informed on the most up-to-date developments and to advocate for the needs of the business community during these difficult times. For more information, go to NewportChamber.com and see the COVID-19 Business Resource tab or call 847-1608. The Greater Newport Chamber is here for you.
Humphreys Building Supply, 1540 WADK, and the all-new Mix 99.3 present the Newport County Chamber of Commerce Business of the Week.
Cox Business wants to help build the best plan for your business. Cox will provide a comprehensive plan that may include upgrades and improvements to your internet and business phones, or introduce you to voice over IP systems. Go to cox.com today.
Think, be, and support local. Start with this Business of the Week.
At Humphreys Building Supply, they know a thing or two about living and building in Rhode Island. They've been doing it for over 130 years. Their commitment to this community sets them apart from the big box stores. They are here to provide you top quality products and the personal service you've come to expect. So whether you're looking for doors, windows, paint, or are considering a kitchen redesign or an addition to your house, you need to visit one of their locations in Tiverton at 590 Main Road, or Middletown at 8 Cottington Highway, or Humphreys Paint Center at 750 Aquidneck Avenue. Online at buildwiththeh.com.
Congressman David Cicilline works hard for Rhode Island. David helped secure more than $1 billion in COVID relief funding for our state. Endorsed by the Alliance for Retired Americans, David is fighting to drive down prescription drug costs. He's assisted thousands cut through red tape and access their Social Security, Medicare, and veterans benefits. Vote early at your city or town hall or in person at the polls on Election Day, Tuesday, November 3rd. David Cicilline, he's working hard for Rhode Island.
I'm David Cicilline, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the Cicilline Committee.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Stop by Island Wine and Spirits on your way home today for wine, spirits, and beer. 289 Broadway at the corner of Bliss Road.
With all of the stress in the world, the last thing you need to worry about is what to do after a car accident. That's why you call Carl's Collision Center. We have two convenient locations in Newport and Fall River, and make the whole process easy. When you choose Carl's Collision, you can trust your vehicle is in the right hands. Our technicians are trained by many of the manufacturers, with certifications from Mercedes-Benz, Tesla, Ford, and many others. Carl's Collision Center is building it new all over again. Visit us at carlscollision.com.
Carl's Collision is proud to share the spotlight with these fine area businesses. Give your gently used clothing and household items a new life outside of the landfill and help fund Big Brothers Big Sisters of Rhode Island's mission. Drop off items at their 1341 West Main Road Middletown location or schedule a pickup at donateri.org.
WADK weather.
There is a dense fog advisory in effect until mid-morning. For today, areas of morning fog, otherwise mostly cloudy and warm, high 70. Clear tonight, low 55. Partial sunshine tomorrow, high 65. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with areas of late night fog, low 54. For Saturday, morning fog continues, otherwise sunshine and patchy clouds, high 67. Saturday night, becoming cloudy, low 44. I'm Cheryl Golden on 1540 WADK.
WADK gives you the information you need.
If you're not informed, then you're out of the loop.
On air and online.
And if you're out of the loop, you have no idea what's going on.
WADK.com.
All right, so they have taken the vote, and they voted her in. She's not a judge yet, though. All that it was they were voting on the nomination out of committee to put it before the full Senate. So that has taken place. 12 yeas to 10 no votes. So you don't vote, you're counted as a no vote. So the Senate Judiciary Committee has voted 12 to 0 to send the nomination on to the full Senate. And it looks like it will be confirmed. It would be confirmed before the full Senate. There at least would be a vote before the election. So, I mean, we still have another full week
We have the rest of this week, but nobody's working the rest of this week. And so they have basically next week. So the Senate will convene next week and vote on the nomination. So it's being framed as Senate GOP is pushing Amy Coney Barrett forward. And, of course, the usual suspects. Chuck Schumer says that her views are way out of the mainstream. I know. How dare she have 7 kids and be married and, you know, to a man and stuff like that. So, you know, how dare she? How barbaric. So way out of the mainstream. You know. So that's what we're up against. And again, we deserve better. So there's that. So the live coverage has ended. And it's pretty funny because ABC hasn't even gotten off the dime. They had live coverage, a bunch of talking heads on radio, mostly hand-wringing about how she may possibly cast this vote or that vote and all that. I have 2 words for you, John Roberts. John Roberts was supposed to be the whitest white bread conservative guy on the road, and he's done nothing but vote, well, like a judge. He's actually used, judgment. So there's no guarantee. This is a formidable jurist, this Judge Amy Coney Barrett, let me tell you. And don't count the chickens, because she is going to vote and she's going to judge. And look, it's not her, it's the clerks. You know, can we be a little real here? When was the last time that Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg, may she rest in peace, when did she actually write a decision? It's the clerks that write this. Come on. Mm-hmm. So, again, a lot of noise. Okay. So back to what we were talking about, which was all of this testing and all of this stuff and all of what we get told week to week to week, Wednesday to Wednesday to Wednesday. And it gets blah, blah, blah on social media. And that's about all that happens and as far as it goes. So yesterday we had something about some artificial intelligence that's going to help you get a job or some stupid thing. And you can't have Thanksgiving and whatever. So what happened to the week before when we were all supposed to get tested? And in fact, I have sent an email this morning to the governor's staff because we bailed out of the coverage, quite frankly, when the fringe people started yapping. And I just don't care anymore. I don't care. Please complain to the management because you know what? You deserve better. You don't get it. And once the mainstream reporters are done, we're done. I'm not interested in listening to some speech that, again, would be indulged on social media. Fine, go read the guy's blog or go follow him on Facebook. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't deserve airtime. He hasn't earned it, quite frankly. None of that crowd that takes up about the last 10 minutes of the governor's briefing have earned being there. Who said that? Me. 45 years of media. Okay. So we bailed out early, so I don't think that it was addressed. I know in the part of the briefing that we actually stayed with, where the governor was actually saying something and the director of the Department of Health was actually saying something, that the issue of testing was addressed. And the governor referenced what she had said the week before, that her goal was to have 4,000 asymptomatic tests in and added up between last week and this week. She didn't get that. There were 3,500 asymptomatic tests that were administered and brought back. Now, the testing is way up. The National Guard says that at that site at the convention center in Providence, that there has been an exponential increase in people coming in for a test. It went from like a couple of hundred up to 1,200, and they can just barely keep up with it, which is pretty interesting. So that, combined with the story that's breaking out of New Jersey, that the governor of New Jersey is in quarantine because a staff member of his tested positive. But he and his wife, Murphy is his name, Governor Murphy and Mrs. Murphy, tested negative as recently as Monday. And then they got tested again after the staffer said, Governor, he bailed out of his briefing. I mean, he just said, I've got to go, and off he went. And he said, I've got to take myself off the field, and I have not tested positive. I tested negative Monday. Some staffer of mine has come up positive, and so I've got to take myself off the field for a couple of weeks. So we went into quarantine. But he and his wife were tested right away yesterday, and they've tested negative again. So I'm thinking this morning as I'm getting dressed, I'm like, wait a minute. Didn't the governor say that she had to go get tested because Dr. Nicole Alexander Scott said that that's the right thing to do? Well, WTH, where is she? Where's the test? She should have been tested twice between last week and this week. Right? Lead by example. So I emailed this morning at 6:13. I emailed Audrey Lucas at the governor's office. Did Governor Raimondo get a test was the subject. And I said, look, we bailed out of the coverage, so I didn't hear if she announced this. But, and I didn't say what I just said to you. And I said, did she ever get a test? Where is it? How come she didn't shout it from the rooftops? You think if she tested positive, would know? I mean, we'd have to, wouldn't we? Wouldn't she have to go into quarantine? Or is she going to pull a Trump? She's more like Trump than you realize. I don't know if you look at it this way. As well she should be, because the background is the same. If you look at her Facebook page, and again, this is not Queen Gina. I'm not one of those. But you know what? Go look at Governor Raimondo's Facebook page and look at what is listed as her accomplishments and what she wants to be known for out of the box. You put on your Facebook page what you want people to see right away. I'm a parent. I'm an educator. I'm a musician. You know the first thing she puts? Venture capitalist. Go look. Right? So she is more in common. We become what we hate. Maybe that's it. We also may protest too much, but she has more in common than she wants to admit, or so it seems to me. Anyway, she should have been tested. She should get tested at least once a week. That is not an unreasonable practice. Well, I don't want to waste a test. Uh-uh. You're the governor. You have to lead by example. Yesterday at the briefing, what do they call it? The workshop. And again, nobody else has this. Newport Daily News, Radio Silence. They'll pick it up like Friday. What's Up, Buzz, none of those guys had any of this. And hey, guys, pick it up. You're the instant news. You're supposed to be everything the mainstream media is not. Let's go. Why do I have this and you don't? If you're, you know, all that. So, at the workshop, it comes to pass, and it just kind of spilled out, that three council people plus City Manager Nicholson have been tested. Now, they were the only ones in this workshop, so I don't know what the rest of the council is like. But same thing. They sit there on the city council, and the manager is making the rules. He's calling this workshop every week, and he's a good guy. Get tested once a week. Is that unreasonable? If I were on Facebook, I would say this. I'm through with Facebook, so I don't. And let's check the bay.
1540 WADK. Here's your Boating in the Bay report.
We have northwest winds around 5 knots, becoming east around 5 this afternoon, waves 2 to 3 feet, areas of fog this morning, visibility a mile or less. East winds tonight around 5, tomorrow east winds at 5 to 10 and waves 2 to 4 feet. On Rhode Island Sound, the winds are westerly at 5. Next high tide in Newport Harbor this afternoon at 1:13. The sun sets at 5:54. Sunrise tomorrow is 7:05, and the moon is in the first quarter. There is a dense fog advisory. The fog is reluctantly lifting. There's a Doc Emmerich phrase for you. Right now along the Newport waterfront, it's fair and 62 degrees. That is Boating in the Bay on WADK.
Come and get your pumpkins at Quonset View Farm in Portsmouth for the fun of it, for the family fun of it. Quonset View Farm has all sizes of pumpkins, along with gourds, straw, corn stalks, even 10-pound bags of potatoes. Quonset View Farm is open Saturdays and Sundays, 9 to 5, weekdays, 2 to 5. Pumpkins and a whole lot more. Come and get them at Quonset View Farm. Look for the signs on East and West Main Roads that lead to Middle Road and to Quonset View Farm.
Now, your local headlines on 1540 WADK.
Good morning, Thursday. Not that there's not a lot of the other kind of news, but we start out on a bright note. Newport this week will welcome pedestrians to shop, dine, and take it outside on Lower Broadway from Marlborough Street to Washington Square, Sunday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's a trial. Newport City Manager Joe Nicholson gave the go-ahead. The council will take it up next week, so do a good job and don't cause any trouble. Coronavirus testing is ramping up across the state, according to the Rhode Island National Guard. The past 2 days were the busiest on record since the convention center since the start of the virus. On Tuesday, there were 1,200 tests performed at the one site. Didn't used to be that many in the entire state. The governor says everybody get tested. Visit portal.ri.gov. With the number of new confirmed COVID cases on the rise, Governor Raimondo is urging Rhode Islanders to scale back Thanksgiving. No official ruling, but a lot of suggestions. Don't travel out of state. You could get in trouble and not be able to get back. People attending larger family gatherings with people from multiple households, which is discouraged, by the way. If you can't avoid it, wear masks, socially distance, have a table for the old people. Used to be the kids' table. A disproportionate number of the recently confirmed corona cases are among young adults, according to Dr. Nicole Alexander Scott. There were 1,200 positives the week of October 6th through the 12th. 21% were in people aged 19 to 24. The state is getting 300,000 Abbott Binax Now rapid tests from the federal government by the end of the year. The state's testing task force has decided that they'll go to K through 12, health centers in high-density communities, and colleges and universities. So here are the numbers. They finally came out about 5 o'clock last evening. 284 positive cases. 10,880 people tested. The positivity rate is 2.6. That, of course, is on the rise. 5 new deaths, 130 in the hospital. The school numbers are out. 4 cases all week throughout the state. Lieutenant Governor Dan McKee has launched initiatives to support local service members and military families, including a socially distanced Operation Holiday Cheer and a fundraising campaign for the Rhode Island Military Family Relief Fund. The Lieutenant Governor will be live on WADK at noon today. And your weather word, more fog around, but becoming sunny and warm later today. Details shortly on 1540 WADK.
Hi, Tony Lamondi here at Seniors Choice Medicare Specialist. It's Medicare open enrollment, and you're probably getting a lot of information thrown your way. It could be very confusing and overwhelming. It's time to call Seniors Choice Medicare Specialist at 401-474-8363 for a free Medicare plan review. We are contracted with all the major carriers in the state of Rhode Island and are very familiar with all the plans. So give us a call here at Seniors Choice Medicare Specialist, 401-474-8363 for a free Medicare plan review.
Seniors Choice is not affiliated or endorsed by the Centers for Medicaid or Medicare.
This is Newport School Committee member Sandra Flowers asking for your vote on Tuesday, November 3rd. I will continue to be your voice of reason, always putting your children's education first. Please approve the school bond question number 2 for a new Rogers High School and expanded Pell School. Sandra J. Flowers, number 8 on the school committee ballot.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Sandra J. Flowers.
This is John Martin with an AARP Rhode Island update. The coronavirus pandemic has devastated nursing homes and long-term care facilities, causing the deaths across the country of more than 84,000 residents and staff. Far too many of these deaths here in Rhode Island. No state has done a good enough job to stem the loss of life. AARP has called for the enactment of a plan to protect nursing homes and long-term care facility residents and has fought for public reporting of nursing home COVID cases and deaths. Information is vital, and that's why AARP is using data nursing homes report to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to create a nursing home COVID dashboard, a monthly update on deaths, new cases, the availability of protective equipment, staff shortages, and more. And you can see how Rhode Island fares compared to other states. You can access the nursing home COVID dashboard as well as other pandemic news at www.aarp.org/RI or follow AARP Rhode Island on Facebook.
You like your burger medium well, your peanut butter crunchy, and your mattress firm. It's the little things that make you, you. And you deserve a Medicare plan that fits your unique needs. That's why UnitedHealthcare is offering more plan options than ever, so you can find just the right plan for you. Call 1-800-362-8715. That's 1-800-362-8715 to get Medicare with more. Remember, Medicare annual enrollment ends December 7th.
The Big Ticket with Teddy Horn will now be airing daily from 4 to 5 p.m. on AM 1540 WADK.
Well, you know me, I am never far from the food, so let's talk with one of our chef friends. Joining me on the line is the chef and proprietor of the Great Northern, Frank Pace. Frank, how are you? Good to talk to you.
You too, Bruce. How are you?
I am good. Boy, it's been a while, man. I think we talked in the summer once, and then things just sort of got away from us.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that...
A very great summer. Outside seating was very good for us. So, and we, we moved to a takeout model, and, takeout outside seating is, we unfortunately had to lay off some front of the house people. We've been able to hire back all of our kitchen staff, and get them, employed here back here at the Great Northern.
Nice. Boy, I'm glad to hear that. You've got a sizable crew. That's a big kitchen that you have there at the Great Northern.
Yeah. Yeah. We've had to change it up, but and slid it down a little bit. And, you know, I've become a full-time line cook now, so which is fun.
But the last time I was in there and you and I had an interview, you were on the line then. So this is not new territory for you.
No, not at all.
Good for you. Well, you know, that's so great. Now, you've got a kind of a unique approach here to keeping the outdoor dining going. And as one of your colleagues and mine, Ted Tomlinson, said, you know what? Vermonters are hardy people, and they're not going to let a little cold weather keep them from sitting outside and enjoying a good meal. And you've got that, but you've got a lot of comfort going on there on your patio there.
Yeah. We have combined forces with our partners at Zero Gravity and created one big patio out front, and have that worked really well for the summer. And the city has let us put tables out on the lawn and stuff like that. And our landlords have been very helpful with that. We also invested in a heating system, which you would find in an airline hangar. That so the doors could be open and it could heat very efficiently.
Yeah.
So our customers can, you know, they're saying that, if it's 20 degrees out, underneath in the patio, will still be around 55, 60 degrees.
We'll take it.
So we're going to go promoting that that's going to be a big part of our winter and figuring that out.
Fantastic. That's great. And if you've ever been, now tell the truth, Frank, you just took the heater out of your private jet hangar. You're not kidding us at all, right?
Yeah, that's exactly the private jet hangar I have up on campus.
Yes. If you've ever been in a private plane hangar and you see the tiled floor and it's always 75 degrees in those hangars, and don't get the wrong idea. I used to provide coffee for private planes and private jets and things like that. So that's my experience, Frank. I was working the line like yourselves.
Nice. That's awesome.
So it's so great that
things are coming along. I wanted to have you on to talk about what I'm asking chefs and restaurateurs all over, and that is, what are your guests asking of you? What are you hearing from them? Because everybody is getting asked about what they should do, and we're getting told what we should do when we dine out, and we're getting all kinds of advice, whether we solicit it or not, but nobody's asking the guest. So I'd love to ask you what your guests are asking of you.
Yeah, so I've had multiple conversations since we've ventured into this project of doing curbside takeout and outside seating. Our vision, and has we've heard back from many folks, is that they want something that can sit in a box to get home. And
no kidding.
Yeah, and that I think we've been pretty successful at achieving that. You know, when we cook, it's no longer like, what does it look like on the plate? It's like, these what dishes can we come up with that can sit and still be good 20 minutes later?
Huh. Now, how does that change your menu?
It makes it it's a different, you have to think of things in a little different aspect. We're not, you know, I'm not putting very expensive fish on the menu.
Sure.
Anymore.
Because it's delicate and
yeah, it needs to be like served immediately.
Sure. Give me an example of a fish that you would serve now.
We're doing an octopus fritter, which is,
Really?
We make, it's a take on a Japanese style street food, takoyaki. And that's actually the only fish at the moment what I have on the menu.
Wow. What is the batter? Almost like a tempura?
No, we take East Coast cod and scallops.
Yeah.
And we make a mousseline with that, and mix with egg and cream, and then mix cooked octopus in that, and then make takoyaki is like these balls, so we scoop all balls into the fryer.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's been a dish we've served all summer with cantaloupe, and traditionally it's like a sweet soy, so we've put our version. We're doing it with radish and fennel, so I really much enjoy it.
Oh, I can totally see that. Gosh,
yeah.
How nice. So it's really all fish. It's not a fish cake or a clam cake or something like that that we might relate to. It's totally different.
It's a protein. Majority is protein based.
So good. Oh man. And now does that play well? Because I'm trying to taste it in my mind here, Frank. I've just got to come in there and try some. That's all. But would that go well with spicy at all?
Yeah, there are chilies. There's chilies involved in the dish itself. Absolutely, it sits up very well to that.
Mm.
We do serve cocktails and wine at the restaurant now, but the majority of our food is served with beer, so dishes also have to be thought of in that aspect. So
sure,
this dish specifically, and we have a noodle dish with wild local mushrooms, those all sit up very well with beer. We took the middle of the menu, that of all the menus that we had at the restaurant, and kind of brought them into one menu and made it a lot smaller.
That makes sense. Definitely, yeah. Be nimble and respond to what guests are looking for, and hey, things can change
it actually worked a lot better. It became more consistent. The product became more consistent. The dishes were executed at a higher level, even though they're in a box. It's easier for us to conceive new dishes now, because it's all by technique. So we have, you know, we have a special menu and then a main menu, and it's broken down by technique or item. So usually, if we make a fresh noodle, we you know, we do a mousseline, which is a technique with the octopus. We have steak frites with wild mushrooms. That's kind of like our, and we have a Korean, we turned our fried chicken into a Korean style fried chicken. So it's sauced. So when it reaches the customer, it's still juicy.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. And then you mentioned the beer. It's pretty great because you've got the zero gravity right next door. So you've got like a beer laboratory right there.
They are. Yeah. The relationship is very, very fortuitous. It's a wonderful relationship with the team. They make some of the best products I've ever had. And we really much are grateful to be, you know, that pushes the level of the food higher. They work off each other very well.
Definitely. And this is the great weekend to be talking about food and beer because there's a big beer event, kind of a virtual beer event going on that we're talking about this week as well. Fantastic. So what are your hours, Frank?
We're open from 12 to 9, 7 days a week.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. And takeout, or you can enjoy that airplane hangar heat. And
we're doing... We do online ordering through Toast. It's really simple. Or you can come and order it here.
Excellent. All at the Great Northern. Well, Frank Pace, it is great to talk to you. I'm going to get to see you very, very soon. And nice. We're going to definitely stay in touch. And all of the best to you for this weekend going into the fall and even beyond. But we're going to see you soon. Thanks for coming on with us today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Bruce. Have a good day.
You too now. Take good care. And that is a taste of what is going on at the Great Northern. And isn't it interesting? And no matter where you are listening to us chat, the big question is, what are guests saying? And it's a big question that not a lot of people are asking. So I'm asking the question as your food dude. So there you are. Thanks, Frank, very, very much indeed. In fact, there's a story out that I'm going to get to in a second about how restaurants may not be on the edge after all. There actually may be some light, and there's actually someone and a business that analyzes a lot of different types of business, and they are saying that the restaurant industry has a stable outlook. How dare they? It's like hate speech. You can't go saying that. It goes against the narrative. We'll talk about that in a minute. Time for traffic. WADK's exclusive VD Mercedes-Benz VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Bridge traffic report. We have a slow ride on the Newport-Pell Bridge from Midspan to Newport, both directions. Your stop and go westbound right at Midspan could be just a work crew situation there in the construction zone, just out of the construction zone, actually. Exit ramps looking good, both of them getting down into Newport. You are just fine. So after the slowdown on the Newport Pell, you're looking good through the Toll Plaza out to the Jamestown-Verrazano Bridge. Westbound, you've got a right lane restriction about at Midspan on the Jamestown side of the bridge, and that's westbound. Eastbound, you're trouble-free all the way, so it's still going to take you about 9 minutes. Boston Neck Road at the foot of the downtown Newport exits, about seven or so once you clear the Newport-Pell Bridge construction zone out to NK. Free and clear at the moment on the Mount Hope Bridge. Look at that. Take advantage. And on the Sagana River Bridge, looking good both directions. From Portsmouth to the VD side of the river, watch those work crews in place. Could just be a lane restriction here and there. Just be aware between the main road exit and the VD exit, the Fish Road exit, where it is always VD and you. And we check these bridges every 30 minutes right through the midday.
This portion of programming is sponsored by DEA Take Back Day, October 24th, DEATakeBack.com. Join the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration for National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, Saturday, October 24th. Visit DEATakeBack.com.
Hi, this is Jeannie Marie Napolitano, and I'm on the Newport City Council. I've spent my career working for families and businesses. We're in the middle of a health and economic crisis, and now's the time for us to work together. I've championed expanding our economy to stabilize our tax rate, diversify employment, and bring higher-paying job opportunities. I want to work for you. Vote number 5 on the ballot.
paid for by the Committee to Elect Gene Napolitano.
Corrigan Financial is celebrating its 30th year serving the needs of families and the thriving businesses throughout our Aquidneck Island community. Corrigan Financial has developed a truly comprehensive approach to managing wealth, with a focus on big-picture financial planning, disciplined investment strategies, and sound tax planning. Today, Corrigan Financial has more than 1,000 clients investing over $700 million in assets. Each client is managed by a team of dedicated tax planning and investment professionals. This is a comprehensive, not fragmented approach to financial decision-making. The staff at Corrigan takes pride in not only serving our community, but also reaching out and actively helping our community, donating their time and talent. Corrigan Financial, proudly assisting more than 50 nonprofit groups annually. And for 30 years, helping families and businesses get from where they are to where they want to be.
I'm Paul Marshall, and I'm running for Newport's 3rd Ward City Council. I've made this city my home. I was born and raised here, graduated from Rogers High School, and I'm now raising my own family here. I, Paul Marshall, am most excited to help represent and deliver results to improve the quality of life for all ages in Newport. Please feel free to contact me anytime on my cell at 401-595-0908. I hope I, Paul Marshall, can count on you for your vote on November 3rd.
Paid for by Friends of Paul Marshall.
WADK weather.
There is a dense fog advisory in effect until mid-morning. For today, areas of morning fog, otherwise mostly cloudy and warm, high 70. Clear tonight, low 55. Partial sunshine tomorrow, high 65. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with areas of late night fog, low 54. For Saturday, morning fog continues, otherwise sunshine and patchy clouds, high 67. Saturday night, becoming cloudy, low 44. I'm Cheryl Golden on 1540 WADK.
Little Compton's information station, 1540 WADK.
All right, a couple of notes here. First of all, Ben Newberry is negative, and all of his friends are negative. So he just has to kind of hang out in his room and take classes. He's actually half virtual anyway. Not all of his classes are in person. Anyway, in a COVID press briefing on Wednesday, Rhode Island Governor Gina Raimondo raised alarms on the rising numbers of COVID-19 cases in the state. This is from Family Service RI. Asked Rhode Islanders to take protective measures to flatten the curve. The briefing comes as cases in the state continue to rise and the national tracking site COVID Act Now lists Rhode Island's risk level as at risk of outbreak. This is from someone named Jenna Fuller, and I would say to Ms. Fuller, ma'am, please don't waste your time with these websites. Please. COVID Act Now, the COVID Project, the COVID Exit Strategy. Why don't you spend your time with something worthwhile like TikTok? Because they're about as authoritative. Seriously. And in fact, yesterday, and at some point I'll play it for you. I don't know if I'll get to it today. Dr. Nicole Alexander Scott had to call out one of these websites and straighten out one of these fringe people that starts haranguing at the end of the briefings. And the person spoke as though this were the gospel. Well, Dr. Scott from the website, you know, Zippy's COVID thing.com, Rhode Island is about to have an outbreak and we're all going to have to go hide under our bed. And Dr. Alexander Scott says, no, that's not true. No. You know, what the hell do I know? I'm only running the State Department of Health. So who are you going to believe? Somebody in his mother's basement in Tenafly, New Jersey, or California or Florida or somewhere, or me? And that's really what you have to ask yourself. Why are you taking the advice of these people? Are you saying that Dr. Alexander Scott, Governor Raimondo, Dr. McDonald, Brett Smiley, the lieutenant governor, are you saying they're all liars? Because I think at some point, doesn't that enter into it a little bit? if you, I mean, it could just be that the social media thing, I'm just going to keep finding, going, searching until I find something that agrees with me. And that's a very real dynamic of the stupid social media. So it may be no more complicated than that. But when the director of the Department of Health, you know, and look, these folks, a lot of time, back in the good old days, they would say, oh, well, you know, everybody's entitled and we're all trying to get to the same place. But you know what? We're in a damn pandemic. We've got a lot to lose here. We've got a lot at stake. We have no time for these children who are running these things out of their playroom. Enough already. I mean, the kid's probably running this website off his phone. And so at some point, you have to actually say, all right, am I really calling the governor of my state a liar? Am I calling the public health director of the Department of Health of my state a liar? Probably a little better educated than I am. Is going to be on the job with other diseases and has been on the job with other diseases and things before this. I mean, yes, we've all had a six-month education in epidemiology and virology and vaccines and everything else. But that's no substitute for a master's of public health or an MD, by the way. So, I mean, at some point, you either believe in this or you don't. And if you have a particular point of view, well, have the courage of your conviction. Don't cite these fringe operators as being authority to buttress your own position that you're not overly confident in. So I'm sorry, Family Service of Rhode Island, no. And if this is how you're asking for money, no. How's that? We can't be doing this. We can't be putting our faith in stock, and everybody is no longer equal. Do you understand? This is how we got in trouble. Everybody's fringe lunatic point of view is not entitled to a thorough airing. There are people who have earned their credibility, and it's about time that we started putting our faith and confidence in those people who have earned it.
Hi, this is Stephanie at Coastal Foot and Ankle. We would like to thank everyone for the stellar year we've had. Coastal Foot and Ankle is a multi-practice podiatric doctor's office specializing in surgical and non-surgical foot and ankle issues. Dr. Jonathan Saborin is the doctor of podiatric medicine at Coastal Foot and Ankle. We participate with most major insurance companies and are currently accepting new patients. We are located at 850 Aquinic Avenue in the back of the Middletown Commons Plaza. We also have a location in Fall River, Massachusetts. We at Coastal Foot and Ankle strive to bring you comprehensive care that is also compassionate. When you call Coastal Foot and Ankle to make an appointment, you talk to a person. You don't have to push 15 buttons to get to a live person. We want patients to come in and feel like they are more than a number. We want you to be heard, and we want you to be part of the Coastal Foot and Ankle family. Our phone number is 401-849-2157. You can find us online at coastalfootdoc.com.
From the VD Mercedes-Benz, VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Studios, this is your hometown information station, 1540 WADK Newport.
Newport Propane and the Sherman family have been serving Rhode Islanders for nearly 60 years. At Newport Propane, we take pride in offering the very best customer service to clients who are truly part of our extended family. And when it comes to our installations, our customers receive only the best, with work that stands up like no other to the challenges.